Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always shipped on time. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment with me, Lee, and Colin Rule is sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. You can give us a call. You can talk directly or ask questions, too, of Colin Rule, who's with us talking about dispute resolution, and he's agreed to hang on and maybe answer your questions at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
Now we go to Dallas, Texas for eBetsy's latest brief. Betsy, what do you have for us today?
Don't be afraid of returns. They're a fact of retail life. Even with measurements provided, an item of apparel may not fit or flatter. A charm may turn out to look too small on its intended bracelet, or maybe the buyer just didn't read your listing. Whatever the reason, let the customer know that you're sorry this item did not work out for them, and of course they may return it. Once they do, issue their refund right away. Your item will sell again, possibly for more than it did the first time. Use your seller dashboard to keep track of your returns rates in various categories and be on the lookout for patterns. A tendency toward returns in a particular category or for a certain reason may signal a need to fine-tune your listing practices. Now, back to Griffin Lee.
Don't go away, Betsy. Betsy, say hello to Colin.
Colin,
how are you, my friend?
Boy, I think your returns piece was great.
Yeah, it was very good.
Dead on the money.
And what perfect timing.
I know. Come on. It's almost like we coordinated outfits today.
We kind of
did. It's like a theme thing.
You got the memo. You all got the memo.
I remember when Betsy and I were at eBay Live together and she had her hair dyed rainbow.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we expect that. eBetsy's hair is one of the top 10 best things about any eBay event.
Which doesn't say much for the rest of the event.
Having seen the hair, I agree with that.
Betsy,
you set a high bar. Now you got to exceed it every single time. That's hard.
That's true.
The cutest one she did, though, she usually does the whole hair, right? Each a different eBay color. A bunch of strands.
Quadrants.
Right? Like a rainbow,
yeah.
Right?
All
like
four.
You said, right? So one year she shows up and I'm looking and she just had a little bit on one side, and I thought, well, you know, she just didn't get into the spirit this year until I realized when she donned the French beret, we were staying at Paris in Vegas. That's where the event was. So all she did was a little bit that could stick out on the side of the beret.
The beret.
It was so cute.
Uh-huh.
So cute.
And mind you, that was a PayPal France beret, so it was eBay on by association.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Betsy. We enjoy your briefs. Our telephone number is...
We should rename this Betsy's Big Girl Briefs.
Oh, that would be cute. Betsy's got her big girl briefs on, and she's here with us. Thank you, Betsy.
We'll get her approval first, please.
Great to talk to you, Betsy.
Thank you. So your book. Tell us about your book.
Yeah, tell us about the book.
Wait, give me one second. I'm putting in my snipe bid for the Buffett lunch.
Oh, good luck with that. Oh, you got that much
now that
money.
I have the exit, right?
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
well,
man.
Warren and I, we're probably going to see each other at Sun River this summer anyway.
Oh, how nice for you.
Yes, well.
He's a very down-to-earth guy.
I know. I actually, you know, I was out in Omaha a lot for PayPal, and that's obviously the Oracle of Omaha.
Yeah.
But we went to his favorite restaurant, which is a steakhouse called Garotte's.
Oh, it's a great place.
But it's like a total 50 place.
Oh,
you know, the waitresses
unchanged.
Have the beehive hairdos. Yeah. And, I mean,
how
it's
much
just like
is
a little
steak?
Tiny place. Not expensive.
No, it's not an expensive place.
No, and it's like skirt steak and meatloaf and mashed potatoes and gravy. We're not talking about Morton's, you know.
True Nebraska fare.
True Nebraska fare, but you gotta give Warren credit for having all the billions and still eating at Garotte's.
You know, also still, you know what else he still does?
What does he do?
He still lives in the house that he bought for his wife and kids.
That's amazing.
He never moved into a big mansion.
I think that's so cool.
Totally unostentatious.
And gives away a lot of money.
Gives away a hell of a lot.
They say that the guy who founded IKEA is also one of these crazy billionaires, and he drives the same ratty Volvo that he's driven for like the last 20 years.
That just endears me.
I think that's great.
Forever, yeah.
Absolutely. So
tell us about the new Handshake online dispute resolution and the future of consumer protection. Who's your target audience?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think it is intended primarily for the online dispute resolution field. But there's a lot in there about eBay. I mean, I put in a whole section, which is lessons from eBay.
Great.
I mean, I was here for 8 years. It would be interesting for anybody, I'm sure, part of eBay or on eBay Radio, to read it and see if they agree with my conclusions. But, you know, we built the Resolution Center. I mean, we were doing 60 million disputes a year. That's more than the U.S. civil court system.
And speaking of the court system, when I was doing some research on the company that bought you.
Yeah.
I guess they do big stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Courts, justice system.
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody's heard of Tyler Technologies. Could be anything. Tyler Technologies, that name doesn't mean anything. But they run all the software that runs local government in North America. So they run all the court systems. They run all the school systems. They run all of the water supplies. They run the prisons. They run every single thing that local government does. Tyler writes that software. So they're a public company, multi-billion dollar. I mean, compared to eBay, they're pretty small. But, you know, we're talking about 5,000 people all across North America that do this work, and they want to bring in our software to provide online dispute resolution in the courts. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah, it's really strapping a jet engine on a lot of the stuff.
So you're going to be the new Judge Judy.
We always talked about that, Griff. To do Judge Griff.
Well, what I've always thought would be cool is to contact her and at least make sure that her production company has a liaison at both PayPal and eBay.
Absolutely. We can send them cases.
Well, their cases would come up and, you know, she doesn't have to know everything, but there would be a lot of misinformation about the way eBay works.
Well, I used to show that Judge Judy video. There was a video of somebody who was selling, a phone on eBay, and they actually were selling a paper photo of the phone.
Exactly.
You know, like, this was a scam that was popular years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know why this person agreed to be on Judge Judy, but they do pay the parties to come in and be on TV. And Judge Judy just savaged this woman.
Right.
How do you look at your kids when you do this? I mean, it was unbelievable. And it's so satisfying, you know, have Judy Scheinlin take this person, because we never get an opportunity to talk to the people that actually pull these ridiculous scams.
That's right.
So it was very satisfying, but, you know, you can't do that at scale.
No.
And Griff,
no,
you're such a sweetheart, you wouldn't be the right person to do
that.
Are
you
anyway.
Kidding me?
You think he would tear into these
scammers? Oh, my God.
No, not. I can't do that to an individual. I can do it on the radio as a rant in general.
Yeah.
But I can't talk to
Judy
individual.
Is doing this right to her face.
Yeah.
And it's very personal. So, you know, that's why people watch it. It's good TV. But, you know, we started the community court at eBay, and we had jurors that would come in and they would decide cases.
You're kidding.
It
didn't last very long.
Well, we did it in India. Actually, Alibaba and Taobao are doing the community court, and they do tens of millions of cases through that every year. And I was the one who told them about that based on what we did at eBay.
Yeah.
But we signed up jurors to decide these cases, and I had like a $5,000 fund for paying out gift cards as incentives to the jurors. I never spent a dollar because we were overwhelmed with people that wanted to be Judge Judy. You know, it's fun to go in and hear the cases.
I could do it.
Oh, people really got into it. And you would ask them why did you decide the way that you did in the case? And people write these long things about, and people would always say, well, sellers will decide for sellers and buyers will decide for buyers. But that wasn't the case. The sellers were much harder on the sellers because sellers know what good sellers do.
Yeah.
And they're angry when there are sellers that are pulling these kinds of scams.
Oh, you see this on our community forums
Absolutely.
All the time.
Absolutely. So that's why you had to meet certain eligibility criteria to be a juror. You had to be on the site for 5 years. You had to have 99.5% positive feedback or higher. So these are good sellers going in and looking at bad sellers that are, you know, engaging in questionable practices. And they were tough. They were really tough. So that kind of self-regulation is a powerful model.
And
we should bring it back.
Also, people who are eBay sellers are also buyers on eBay.
Probably
100%.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the reasons why eBay sellers are so great, is because they think that could be me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm selling to me, you know? And that's not the way a lot of professional retailers think. They think, well, you know, if the buyers have a bad experience, it's, you know, that's their issue. It's not mine.
I think working here also, if you're directly involved with dealing with customers, both the buyer and seller within a dispute story, it kind of impacts the way you react as a buyer or seller. I'm much more cautious about how I react to things now.
Oh yeah, sure.
There's always another side to the story. I had a seller, I collect Japanese cast iron or iron lanterns.
Uh-huh.
And I found one I really liked and I bought it from the seller, and the seller shipped it, but they didn't pack it correctly and one of the feet snapped. And cast iron's really difficult to repair.
Right.
So I wrote to him and I said, it's a beautiful lantern, but I have to tell you that your packing job, you didn't support the underneath and the leg snapped, but it's nice. And then what his reaction was is he immediately refunded me my whole price, which I didn't want, and then blocked me.
What?
And I didn't know he blocked me because I wanted to buy another one of his lanterns.
Oh, my God.
So I immediately wrote back to him and said, oh, no, no, I'm giving you this money back. I didn't want a refund. Yeah. I just wanted to let you know so it's
right.
better in the future.
I welcome criticism so long as it's constructive.
Yeah. Did
I'm
he
trying
unblock
to tell you this
you
so it doesn't
that?
Happen again.
I didn't say anything about the block. I said, wow. So, you know, I'm happy to pay for this. I don't think you should be out the money at all. And I went to buy the item that he had this even better lantern. And
oh,
it
yeah.
was, I wasn't blocked anymore.
Oh,
and
good.
So
he
I
took it off.
I got the item and I said, oh, this was so well packed. And it's just, it's one of my favorite in my collection. Thank you so much.
And you taught him how to pack well.
That's right.
Well,
that's what you do all
let's
the time.
Hope.
Well,
let's
it's
hope.
Interesting. We did one of the things I talk about in the book is a big study we did at eBay, and we looked at outcomes from different dispute types and how it impacted people's activity on eBay.
Mm.
And what we found is if somebody files a case, a claim, and they get a rapid refund, they have a lift in their loyalty on eBay. But if somebody files a dispute and they communicate with the seller and they work it out by mutual agreement, the lift is much higher.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's because it's that connection. And that's I feel that on eBay when I buy from eBay. A little personal touch to me is worth more than, you know, 10 pounds of marketing
Absolutely,
content.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's the way that
it
I feel.
It also reminds you there's a real person back there.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Which you don't have on a lot of other sites. You don't think of the real person.
The lesson here is to always never react immediately. Take a few moments, think about it. You know, don't. It's sometimes the way a buyer or seller will communicate with you might get your dander up, or you might get angry.
That's
pretty,
right.
But just
take
rest
a deep
it out
breath.
For a
don't
yeah.
take the bait.
And
take
then
a deep
don't
breath.
Take the bait, and then find. So how can I fix this for this
exactly.
person?
How can
exactly.
I be the best seller I can possibly?
And, well, and this was a case of being the best buyer.
And
so
I think it's true in both directions.
Yeah.
I really
is,
do. Don't take the bait. Avoid threats and insults. If you have a problem, propose a solution. Say, look, we have this issue. You and I are aligned. We both want to solve this problem.
Right.
So where
don't
can we get your book? Where
you.
Can we get your new book?
Well, no, we're going to bring them back.
Oh,
so
good.
We'll use that as a tease.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. 888-723-4730. If you want to talk to Colin, we'll be back with more eBay Radio right after this.
Smart sellers know that nowadays shipping isn't a one-trick pony. You've got choices. And smart sellers are choosing Indicia. Indicia goes beyond printing shipping labels at discounted UPS rates or posting tracking to eBay. Oh, sure, it's got the usual bells and whistles, hidden postage, electronic customs forms, and the ability to brand your shipping labels with your logo. But wait, there's more. Indicia also integrates with more than 200 third-party software providers, including your favorites like Vendio, 6-Bit Software, and GarageSale. Choose from Indicia Premium, Indicia Professional, or Indicia Platinum Shipper. There's even Indicia for Mac. With all of the features of Indicia Premium, just choose the Indicia product that's right for your business. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need BubbleFest's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, BubbleFest Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join BubbleFest's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFest.com. That's BubbleFest.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 411.
eBay's removal of old listings means you need to revise yours. Joseph DeMarco is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Upcap Joe's. He says update the listings and make sure they're mobile friendly.
I will work off that same listing and add more details, fresh pictures, and the most important thing, check to see if my listing is mobile friendly. Yeah, these older ones are not mobile friendly. The little link to check for whether your item is mobile friendly is off to the right, and a lot of people miss it because it's a very important and easy to use feature.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where the host does his darndest. But life isn't always perfect now, is it? Here's Griff.
Excuse me. This open phone segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Colin's still with us. Wow, you've been with us for a while now.
I'm enjoying it.
And so are we.
It's exciting.
We'd love to hear from you, though, at 888-RADIO-30. Again, this is your last chance. You can ask Colin a question, 888-723-4630. Okay, the tease we did.
I just put dispute resolution Colin Rule into the eBay search, and I did get some of his old book.
Which is called
Online Dispute Resolution for Business, Colin Rule.
You know, it's funny. This book, I published it through the American Bar Association, and I said, when's it going to be on Amazon? They said, oh, we don't put it on Amazon for 6 months because we want to charge the higher price. Like, this is the way they do it at the ABA.
Typical lawyers.
Here's my advice. Hold off on buying the book. Eventually, it's going to get on Amazon. It's going to be a lot cheaper. But right now, it's mainly being sold to people who are studying.
Well, you better get a bunch of them and put them on eBay.
I want to.
Before
you come
back.
Give us some and we'll give them away as gifts.
Before we invite you back.
Trust me. No one wants to read this. 3 pages. You'll never have to buy, sleep aids again. You'll be out like
Oh, Colin, stop
this,
it.
We're not talking about, Danielle Steele. This is some pretty thick, boring, theoretical stuff.
Sellers are boring and theoretical. They'll love this.
Well, we'll see.
So what
are
you going to be doing in the new company? So is the way it works, we usually hear about these things, you go over there for a while and then you exit.
Well, I do have a deal where I'm going over to the new company. I'm going to be vice president of online dispute resolution. And, I made a commitment to be there for a certain period of time to help with the transition. But I really do see Tyler as a great home. Actually, the division that I just joined, Courts and Justice, is in Plano, Texas. And I grew up in Dallas, right by Ybetsy. And my parents are right down the street in Plano. So I feel like I'm kind of going home
That's great.
It's nice. They're all really sweet.
So you're going to move there?
No, staying here. We're keeping the office in San Jose.
Right. Okay.
And the team is together here. We're still in San Jose, but I'm going to be spending a lot of time in Plano, but also all of the different places where we're working all over the world.
Because India too, right?
My co-founder is in Chennai and we're doing work with the government in India.
Right.
But I mean, we have programs all over the world. I mean, we're doing programs in Europe. We're doing a lot of consumer protection stuff, actually. That's what the book is. But then what Tyler's really interested in is civil disputes. So small claims disputes, landlord-tenant construction, workplace. We even do divorce. We do online divorce, end-to-end separation.
Online divorce?
I know, yeah. People say that's so creepy.
I want the drive-through.
That's how we find our spouses.
Where's the drive-through divorce?
They have that. But, we find our spouses swiping right and swiping left. Like, doesn't it make sense? We would also break up.
You find your spouses doing that. I still order mine through the mail order catalog.
That's old school, right, but yeah, course. The quality's higher.
Well, it's more the surprise factor too. I had no idea.
And so, then you get the return.
When you see returning.
Yeah. Divorce
right.
is kind
you
of
bring
like.
It back. You gotta bring it back.
This spouse is defective. I want a new one.
Exactly. This was misdescribed.
Hey, if you put all of your return things in there, it should be okay, right?
That's true.
Yeah, of course.
All your good best practices on returns. If you had to give an eBay seller right now your number one word of advice for dispute resolution, what would it be?
That's a tough question. I think it would be what Griff said. It's like, be the grown-up.
The grown-up.
Like, if you're the seller, you're the repeat player, it's easy. Don't bring your emotions, Keep your eyes on the prize, which is the long-term success of your business, making money. The people that I've seen, the best practice, if you want to know my number one best practice for resolving disputes, is don't take the bait. Don't get emotional. Don't say, I want an apology. It's on the principle, Even if somebody is unreasonable, that's fine. Don't block them necessarily. Just take care of them and move on. I think that's a high one. The other one is treat people the way that you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And that's the other, that's every religion around the world.
It's the golden rule. Yeah.
That's right. The golden rule. Just think about it from the perspective of somebody coming through it. Be reasonable and you'll be fine.
It's the golden Colin rule.
That's right.
You've heard this 1,000 times.
I have. Right. People say I should name my kids Decision. I'm going to name my kids Golden.
Well, the things that we learn in business a lot of times can be transferred over to our personal lives. And
that's
certainly
true.
Dispute resolution is a lot of that. And keeping what you just said, the both of you, is right with your family, your spouse, and everything. Don't deal with emotions. Relax.
I think emotions are okay, especially, you know, like I remember when I first got trained in dispute resolution, they teach you to be so, you know, circumspect.
Stoic.
And I came home, my wife's a New Yorker, you know, she's emotional, and she was yelling at me about something, and I said, well, why don't I try my training here? Why don't we take a step back here? Tell me what's really going on with you. How do you feel? And she said, shut up.
How long did the black eye
Don't try that mediation BS with me. You sit there and be quiet. I'm going to yell at you. You're trying to manipulate me out of not being angry. So I learned, you know, you need to, if you're going to fight with your spouse or your friend or your family, you
right.
know, be honest.
Yeah, don't become someone new.
Don't become like some, oh, I'm so above it, blah, blah, blah. Right. That is maddening.
How does that make you feel?
Exactly. But if you're going to try and resolve a dispute, it's important to be neutral.
I feel your pain.
Yeah, like if you and Lee had a fight, I could come in and I could help you guys out. Now, if Griff and I have a fight, I can't mediate it because I'm a party to it. We would never have a fight.
Oh, maybe Griff and I could have you in to mediate something.
Mediate what?
I don't know. We have to think of it.
I want to hear
in 14 years.
Juicy disputes.
In 14 years, we really have not had a dispute.
Well, and there's a reason for that.
Yes, there is. I keep my mouth shut.
If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
I just, no comment. That's what I have.
Well, that often, I've seen that dynamic in relationships. I say the secret of my marriage is my wife I want my wife to have all the best things in life, and my wife wants to have all the best things in life. So it works out.
Yeah, I have a rather morbid way of calming myself when these things happen is I think, well, someday I'm going to die. This is just not important.
I think that's morbid on one hand, but it provides
it
perspective.
Works. Right.
We often say in dispute resolution when people are super fighting about something. I had an eBay dispute over a Perry Mason videotape. It was $3.78. This thing went on for 16 months.
Ah, Jesus.
They involved the postal service for mail fraud. They involved New Jersey consumer protection. This guy was sending faxes. It was brutal. So sometimes people get out of perspective. That's it.
But we're in perspective, especially after your visit. Colin,
nice
thank you so
hear
much.
Your
thank
voice
you, guys.
Again,
thank
Colin.
You.
This segment was brought to you by ReclaimManager.com. Up next, 10 top tips. This is eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit Software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-Bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-Bit stores your item info forever. 6-Bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-Bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-Bit Software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
To speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street.
giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.